www.ncbs.org.
And we're going to hear some more public affairs right now. But before we do, we're going to wind up talking animals. Duncan Strauss is back. And Duncan, did you reach your goal?
I think I did. Yeah. I think we might have gone a bit over. I haven't been in there because this came in just as we were getting off the air. So I do want to be sure to thank Melissa Snyder of Tampa, who has a generous $100 pledge. She's getting two passes for Big Cat Rescue Tour. So thank you to Melissa. And thanks to all who donated and pledged. And hope you keep going here on this hour. Democracy Now! / Radioactivity and the rest of the day.
All right. Thanks, Duncan. Way to go. Well, we're fundraising here at WMNF. In just a moment, we're going to pick up where we left off on Democracy Now! And hear more of Amy Goodman's interview with Glenn Greenwald. Sean Canan is here. I'm Rob Lori. We want to thank some people who called in the 9 o'clock hour. Tim and Patricia Moran from Tampa. They made a $100 contribution to WMNF. They support Amy Goodman and the Friday program True Talk. Tim and Patricia, thank you. And Tina Haniz from Brooksville. Tina, thanks a lot for that $100 contribution contributing during Democracy Now! Well, during the next hour, we want to raise $3,000. We are going to hear the last 10 or 15 minutes of Democracy Now!, so stay tuned. We weren't able to play it before. And Sean, we've got to raise $3,000 this hour. We've got a lot of great thank you gifts, including we've got the Pacifica Radio Voices That Changed the World flash drive. And this is something that we offered last drive. It was a huge, huge success, and a lot of people wanted to get it. This is a flash drive that features 1,350 hours of content.
That can't be right.
Including speeches by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Alan Watts, Molly Ivins, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., George Carlin, James Baldwin is on this, Bob Dylan is on this, and you can plug it into your computer, your laptop. It's just a fantastic compilation of some of the great Pacifica programs from the last 50 years. So you can get that for a $180 contribution. And here's the number to call. It's 813-238-8001. If you like listening to public affairs, if you're a fan of Radioactivity, please call us up right now and help us reach that $3,000 goal this hour.
We do need to hear from you. If you're a fan of Radioactivity, if you like Rob's show every weekday morning at 11 o'clock, if you call in or if you'd like to listen to Rob's interviews, give us a call right now and support that kind of programming. 813-238-8001. Make your $10 a month donation or maybe a $5 a month donation. Maybe you can make a one-time donation of $500 or even $1,000 to support community radio in the Tampa Bay area. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
And we want to thank two people that pledged before the drive. Vinny Scully made a $50 contribution ahead of the drive, and Roy Monteith from Clearwater made a $100 donation before the drive to help us reach that goal. Okay, we're trying to raise $3,000 this hour. Let's pick up where we left off. Here is more of Amy Goodman's interview with Glenn Greenwald of The Intercept right here on WMNF in Tampa.
Very typical appointee, not just for the Trump administration, but for administrations for several decades, in which he comes from the very industry that he's now charged with regulating and overseeing. When he was governor of Georgia, he was a huge recipient of agribusiness donations in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. He himself comes from that industry. He owned farms. He was, I believe, a veterinarian or a scientist who cared for animals, but then in his adult life started profiteering off of agribusiness, and then became a favored candidate of that industry, and that's the reason that he was chosen. And it's amazing, Juan, the Secretary, the Department of Agriculture, like all cabinet agencies, has within it an inspector general whose job is to investigate its own agency and determine their own compliance with the law. And every 5 years, starting in 1995, then 2000, 2005, 2010, 2015, the inspector general has said the same thing, which is that the Department of Agriculture's enforcement of even the minimal treatment requirements for animals who are subject to experimentation, including dogs, has been so lax and so permissive that there's no incentive for corporations even to abide by the law, because even when they purposely and systematically violate it, they barely get fined at all. And like so many things, it's gotten somewhat worse under the Trump administration. But it's a continuation of what's been going on for decades in this country when it comes to the treatment of animals for corporate profit. And Sonny Perdue is just a really vivid example, the revolving door sleaze that is corrupting our democracy and corrupting Washington, because it's sort of, you know, exactly like putting the people who are most vested in allowing these industries to get away with things in charge of enforcing the laws that apply to them.
Glenn Greenwald, I wanted to turn to a video produced by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, about their investigation into dog experimentation by Liberty Research Incorporated.
If you were to drive by this cluster of buildings, you might never imagine the pain and misery behind their walls. Dogs with holes drilled into their heads. Cats suffocated under flipped over litter boxes. Dogs injected with insecticides. This is what was documented by a PETA eyewitness at Liberty Research, a laboratory hired by companies to conduct experiments on hundreds of dogs and cats each year. Liberty also breeds thousands of animals to sell for experimentation to veterinary pharmaceutical giants, government agencies, and universities. Hundreds of animals at Liberty are treated like inanimate laboratory tools and forced to suffer in experiments each year, even when well-established non-animal methods are available. In one experiment, young dogs were injected with megadoses of an opioid. They became lethargic and refused to eat. In another experiment, a drill was used to bore holes into the skulls of 30 dogs so that distemper virus could be injected into their brains. Some dogs whimpered during the painful procedure, indicating that they were not properly anesthetized. A senior worker said that one of the dogs repeatedly banged her head on the cage floor, and others foamed at the mouth or had seizures. In an experiment sponsored by Intervet, a subsidiary of Merck, workers injected an insecticide into dogs. Liberty's clients include Mariel, Bayer, Merck, the USDA, Michigan State University, and the universities of Pittsburgh, Florida, and Louisville, among others.
That video produced by PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Before we move on to break, your final comment on this, Glenn.
So, you know, I think that we need to have a reckoning with ourselves about what it is that we believe we're willing to permit when it comes to the treatment of living beings with the capacity to feel pain and suffering. There's a wide range of debate about whether you should be a vegan or a vegetarian or whether it's morally permissible to eat meat. But you can set that debate aside for these purposes. And I think we should all agree that the kind of gratuitous torture that is being imposed on a corporate and systemic wide basis in the United States on all kinds of animals is just morally unconscionable and shameful. And we all have the responsibility to put a stop to it.
Glenn Greenwald, we're going to break and then come back to talk to you about other issues, from the Mueller investigation to what's happening with Julian Assange. Is Ecuador trying to force him out of the embassy in London? Glenn Greenwald, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, back with him in 30 seconds.
Well, maybe 2 minutes instead of 30 seconds, but we are going to go back and hear more of this interview that Amy Goodman did this morning with Glenn Greenwald. We're trying to raise money here at WMNF, trying to raise enough money to keep WMNF going for the next few months. This is our summer fund drive. We've got an overall goal of $220,000, and we are going to play the entire Democracy Now! For you today, so you'll hear the last section of Democracy Now! Stick around. Sean Kinnan is here. I'm Rob Lori. We've got to hear from 30 people this hour if we're going to reach that goal. If you enjoy listening to Democracy Now!, if you like Talking Animals, if you like Radioactivity, which is the show that's normally on right now, Radioactivity featuring a wide range of interviews with authors and activists and politicians and generally people in the know, and then taking your phone calls toward the end of the show, please call us up. We're looking for that first phone call today during Radioactivity. The number to call, 813-238-8001. Some people have pledged early. Susan Boston from Sarasota, thank you. She pledged during the Sarasota Giving Challenge. Daryl Purchase, Andrew Questers, Leanne Gladding, Melanie Carell, Lucy English, and Anonymous all pledged during the Sarasota Giving Challenge. Thank you very much. Susan Sampson and Jim Sampson from Temple Terrace, they also pledged during the Sarasota Giving Challenge, and that money is going to this show. And David Bryant and Anastasia Bryant from Tampa, thank you very much for your contribution too. Robert Walton, thank you for your nice contribution. And Gail Carroll and Paul Carroll from Bel Air, an $88.50 donation. So that helps us a lot. We still have to raise $3,000 though this hour. We're looking for that first phone call during Radioactivity. The first person to call during this show, the 11 o'clock show, please call us up at 813-238-8001.
Do you like the types of interviews that Amy Goodman brings you on Democracy Now? How about having Glenn Greenwald on for more than half of a show? That's way more than you'll hear Glenn Greenwald even on the cable news shows. He's a very popular guest. He used to be a writer. He wrote for Slate, I believe it was, when he was a legal expert. And then he wrote for The Guardian. And now he's with The Intercept, one of the founding members of The Intercept, a great journalist with legal expertise. He's going to talk, I think, in the next segment about the lawsuit the DNC is bringing and the First Amendment concerns about that, about the DNC suing over the First Amendment rights of WikiLeaks. Give us a call, 813-238-8001. If you like to hear from guests like Glenn Greenwald, who's a great reporter on a whole range of issues, animal rights, if that's a topic that's important to you, give us a call right now. You can also make a web donation at our secure website, WMNF.org, or on our WMNF phone app. You can hit the donate or support button there and give to WMNF through our secure phone app.
Sean, I can't believe this. We haven't had our first phone call right now. We are going to go back and hear more of Democracy Now in just a second, in just 45 seconds. But we haven't had our first phone call during Radioactivity, which is the show that's normally on at 11 o'clock. We're trying to raise $3,000 this show. So if you are listening from afar, you can go back to our webpage, go to WMNF.org. And make your contribution there. We are falling way behind, so let's see if we can get that first donation this hour, 813-238-8001. Sean, I should say that one of our early volunteers, Eric Bates, Eric Bates was a student intern here at WMNF in the early 1980s, and he went on to work for Rolling Stone magazine, and I think right now he's at The Intercept with Glenn Greenwald. Yeah,
terrific.
All right, so we have not gotten a phone call right now, and if you enjoy listening to thoughtful interviews with some of the most informed people around, that's what happens here at 11 o'clock. Please call us up, 813-238-8001. Haven't gotten that first phone call yet. There's got to be somebody out there who enjoys this show at 11 o'clock, Radioactivity, 813-238-8001. Sean, we're just not getting it, but let's go back and hear more of the interview that Glenn Greenwald and Amy Goodman did earlier this morning. Wow, I can't believe we haven't gotten that first phone call.
WMNF.org is where you can make a secure donation. Can you donate $5 a month or $10 a month or maybe even $20 a month to support Democracy Now! And support WMNF? You can also give us a call and talk to one of our lonely phone answerers right now, 813-238-8001.
Or make your donation online at WMNF.org. We've got to raise $3,000 in this hour.
Sarah McLachlan here on Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Our guest is Glenn Greenwald, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, co-founder of The Intercept. Glenn, you wrote that former Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa, in an exclusive interview with The Intercept, denounced his country's current government for blocking Julian Assange from receiving visitors in the embassy in London as a form of torture and a violation of Ecuador's duties to protect Assange's safety and well-being. Can you talk about what's happening with Julian Assange? We're reading reports that the Ecuadorian embassy, that he might be leaving the embassy, which of course would mean he'd be arrested by the British government. What do you understand is taking place?
There's clearly a danger that the current Ecuadorian government, which has become much more subservient and compliant with the demands of Western governments, including those in the U.S. and the U.K. and in Spain, is willing to trade away the protections that Ecuador for 7 years has maintained it owes to Julian Assange because of the likelihood that he will be persecuted, not in Sweden, but in the United States. Remember, the case in Sweden for sexual assault, the investigation has been dropped and closed. That's no longer pending. What the concern is the Trump administration, specifically Mike Pompeo, who was at the time was the director of the CIA and is now the Secretary of State, along with Jeff Sessions, has said that arresting Julian Assange and putting him in prison is a priority because of the leaks of documents that WikiLeaks has published, because of the journalism that they've done, which just this week, the Freedom of the Press Foundation and the Committee to Protect Journalists have said would pose a grave threat to the First Amendment. So when I interviewed President Correa, he was saying essentially that the way in which Julian Assange has been silenced by blocking his access to the internet, by denying him visitors from the outside world, with the exception of his lawyers and a couple other people, is a violation of his human rights. He's an Ecuadorian citizen. He has formal asylum from Ecuador, and they owe him an obligation to protect his health and safety. And at the same time, doctors who have examined him say that he has very grave threats to his health and can't get treatment for it because of a situation in the embassy. So no matter what you think of Julian Assange, there are serious threats to press freedom being posed and to questions of asylum and the sovereignty of the Ecuadorian government by what's taking place.
Well, Glenn, on another topic, a top House Republican has defended the FBI against a series of attacks by President Trump, who's claimed without evidence that the Bureau planted a spy in his 2016 presidential campaign. Representative Trey Gowdy, chair of the powerful House Oversight Committee, said Tuesday that the FBI was acting properly when it deployed a confidential informant to investigate Russian attempts to interfere in the election. I'm wondering if you could comment on this, because you've written about the person planted and his checkered history, Stephen Halper.
Right. So it's an interesting case because obviously in 2016 there were claims that there were members of the Trump campaign who were colluding with or had improper relationships with various business and political interests in Russia. And it's completely legitimate, in fact, obligatory for the FBI to investigate those allegations, and using an informant to do so is an entirely proper way to investigate. They do it all the time. They do it to huge numbers of groups. And in fact, on some level, it's one of the least invasive ways, is to have somebody with knowledge speak to the people who are being investigated and then report back to the FBI what it is that they've learned. So the idea that this is a spy or that this is something improper is ridiculous. At the same time, there are a lot of questions about where these suspicions came from, about who it is who started them, about who was overseeing the investigation, where the dossier came from. And so the question of who this informant was is a matter of legitimate public interest. And yet the Justice Department and FBI did what they always do when they want to hide things, which is they claim that, oh, if we learn who the informant is, it'll jeopardize lives around the world. It'll compromise intelligence assets. It'll harm the national security of the United States. They made it seem like the informant was some kind of covert undercover CIA or FBI asset whose name, if it were disclosed, would blow all sorts of secret covert operations. And as it turned out, now that we know the name, Stephen Halper, that turned out to be a total lie. Stephen Halper is a longtime dirty CIA operative who has ties to the Bush family and the Republican Party. He was behind one of the worst CIA scandals, which is in 1980. The Reagan campaign spied on what the Carter administration was doing by having CIA officials report classified information to the Reagan campaign so they knew what the Carter administration was doing so they could use it against Carter in the 1980 campaign. And the person who oversaw that was Stephen Halper, working with the former CIA director and then vice presidential candidate George Herbert Walker Bush. So Halper has been around Washington forever. His name has long been known as a CIA operative and as a Republican operative. And the idea that naming him would somehow jeopardize his life or the lives of other people was an absolute lie, but the Justice Department used it to successfully convince media outlets in the U.S. not to name him for many weeks. And it was only once the New York Times and Washington Post published enough information on purpose for us to learn his identity, were we then able to figure out who it was.
Well, Glenn Greenwald, we're going to do part two with you and post online and web exclusives at democracynow.org. Glenn Greenwald is the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, one of the founding editors of The Intercept. If you'd like to sign up for our daily digest, you can send the word to...
Well, that's Amy Goodman's Democracy Now! Now we've heard the whole program from today, and tomorrow Amy Goodman will return at 9 a.m. at her usual time, and we'll hear more of what she is reporting. A fact-based journalist who's been on WMNF for years and years, since the late 1990s, and we've brought her to town several times, always draws a big crowd. when she comes to town. And MNF will continue the link between us and Democracy Now! As the years go on, too. So we're trying to raise money here because we don't have... We don't have any commercials here on WMNF, so we're trying to raise money to so we can keep going for the next 3 months. We have a challenge on the table, too. It's just been announced. The Patterson Foundation will give us $500 if we can get five people to donate $100 here in the next half hour. So let's see if we can do that. So your donation will be doubled if you make a $100 contribution between now and 12 noon, and we will get an extra $500 from the Patterson Foundation. Here's the number to call, 813-238-8001. We're going to hear the soundtrack to Greg Palast's latest film about election machinations, and the film is called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Greg has updated the film, so we're going to hear the newest version of that film in just a moment. Greg has been a regular guest on this show. He's an investigative reporter that's who's looked at how people are unnecessarily and wrongly removed from voter roles around the country. He's been doing this investigation for now about 18 years. Pretty incredible. And you can get the film that we're about to play for a donation of to WMNF. The film is yours on DVD for an $80 contribution. Sean, we need to get some $100 donations right now. We need five in the next half hour, and we'll get an extra $500 donation from the good folks at the Patterson Foundation. Here's the number to call, 813-238-8001, and we have a huge overall goal. We want to raise $3,000 this hour. We have yet to have our first phone call this hour.
Yeah, in order for us to reach that $3,000 goal, we need to hear from you. 813-238-8001. It's not an arbitrary number. We really have to raise that $3,000 in order to stay on pace. We don't want to have News and Public Affairs dragging the whole fundraising effort here down. We think that there are people out there who are supportive of News and Public Affairs that like the fact that when they tune in during the midday at 11 o'clock to hear Radioactivity, they get high quality news and public affairs. If that's something that you value, well, the only way that we can keep it going is with your support, your financial support. Here's the number to call, 813-238-8001. If you're near a computer or your phone, you could go to WMNF.org. You could also go to the WMNF smartphone app and make your donation on a secure website there. But if you'd like to talk to our volunteers here, give us a call, 813-238-8001. Hey, can you make a $100 donation right now and help us to make that match? We need to get five $100 donations this hour, and we'll get an extra $500. We really need to hear from you right now.
And Sean, we've got a lot of great ways to thank people, some extra incentives. We've got a speech by Medea Benjamin, the peace activist, and she's the co-founder of Global Exchange and Code Pink. She talks in her new book about the sinister alliance between Saudi Arabia and the U.S., and it's an incredible book. We've got a speech that's based on the book for an $80 contribution. We'll put that speech on CD and give it to you. Also, we've got the Pacifica flash drive, the Voices That Changed the World flash drive. This is 1,350 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives. Over the last 50 or 60 years, they've been everywhere with their microphones, and there are some incredible interviews in here, including several interviews with Bob Dylan, several hours and hours of talks by philosopher Alan Watts, and then a lot of great comedy from George Carlin. You can have the entire flash drive that has 1,350 hours of programs on it. I'm laughing because it's just on this tiny flash drive, 1,350 hours of content for a $180 contribution. Here's our phone number as we're waiting for your donation. We need to hear from about 30 people this hour. We want to raise $3,000 this hour. We're waiting for that first phone call right now at 813-238-8001.
Are you going on a road trip this summer? If you are, yeah, you know, just take that flash drive, plug it into your USB drive in your car, and more than a thousand hours of programming. You could just listen to it from here to Seattle and back many times over. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
Well, Sean, we haven't had that first phone call today, but we're going to listen to the Greg Palast film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. We'll hear the soundtrack to it. Greg Greg has been a frequent guest on this 11 a.m. show. Please help us out. Help us stay on the air. Your donation keeps us independent, and your donation is essential to keeping this independent radio station on the air. Lots of radio stations here in the Tampa Bay area. Nobody bringing you Democracy Now. Nobody else bringing you interviews with Medea Benjamin or speeches by David K. Johnston. We've got a speech by David K. Johnston called Donald Trump and the Age of Mendacity. He's the guy that won the Pulitzer Prize for his writing about taxes. You see him frequently on MSNBC. For an $80 contribution, you can have this new speech from David K. Johnston. Sean, I can't believe it. We're not getting any phone calls. Okay, let's hear this the soundtrack to the film, Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and you can have this film on DVD for an $80 contribution. Call us now. Support us, 813-238-8001.
Fuck you. Yeah, you piss me off. You piece of shit, you know? Just like another white boy. White Southern boy trash, you know? You
My name's Pallast. Greg Pallast.
I'm an investigative reporter. I hunt billionaires who misbehave. And every 4 years, I become a crime reporter. The crime, election theft. I hunt election thieves, vote rustlers, ballot bandits.
Investigative reporter Greg Pallast wades through the dirty political tactics.
It all began in 2000 when a little birdie dropped off an envelope marked confidential. It was the secret list kept in Florida state computers that stole the election for George W. Bush. 2004, and the birdie's back with something called a caging list, and they stole the White House again. This is the story of the investigation of the theft of the 2016 election. It's a crime still in progress, and a hunt for the very rich guys behind the crime. How are they going to do it? I have no clue. Then, one night in my little New York City detective agency office on 2nd Avenue.
2012, and she found 35,500 people voted in North Carolina and voted in some other state. So you're talking about probably over a million people that voted twice in this election.
Really?
That voted twice in this election.
Say what, Dick?
The first concrete evidence we've ever had of massive voter fraud. We've talked about it ad nauseum. This proves it.
I usually don't pay attention to a Fox News freak like Dick Morris, but he was senior counsel to the president until he was caught calling the White House while a hooker sucked on his toes.
Oprah. That voted twice. Election.
A million double voters. Really, Dick? You vote twice, you get 5 years in the slammer.
Voted in North Carolina and in some other state.
What fool would listen to this wacky accusation?
This voting system is out of control. You have people, in my opinion, that are voting many, many times.
Say what, Donald?
You have people, in my opinion, that are voting many, many times. And that are voting many, many times. Many, many times.
Really, Donald? A double voting crime wave. Is there really a gigantic conspiracy of 1 million Democrats to vote twice? Or is it a massive scheme to take away the votes of a million innocent people? There's only one way to find out. I have to get the lists of these skanky alleged double voting fiends. So the next day, I call down to Carolina. If they've really caught thousands of double voting criminals, I want their names.
All I'm asking for is, can we get a copy of the names?
I'm requesting those names of the double voters. But I got the official screw you. This was a criminal investigation, and it's all confidential. You've got a list of 35,000 suspects, and the names are secret.
You're telling me this list of bad guys, it's completely confidential.
It's confidential. I tried Mississippi, Arizona, 28 states, same job.
Confidential.
Really?
It's confidential. It's confidential. No, you don't even say it.
I put Ms. Badpenny and the entire team on it. Screw confidential. Get me the list. It took 5 months, but what do you know? Our little birdie schmoozes some bureaucrat into turning over the confidential list we're not supposed to see. So here's their big secret. Interstate cross-check. Cross-check? And here they are. The suspects. Duplicate voters. Look at this. 7.2 million suspects in 29 states. A list of duplicate voters, if that's what they are. With a hit list this big, you can fix any election. You can steal the White House. Interstate cross-check. A list of 7 million voters. I've seen lists like this before. The year was 2000. It was during that fight between George W. Bush and Al Gore. Before the election, Jeb Bush, governor of Florida, and his trusty Secretary of State, Katherine Harris, hunted down convicts, convicted felons who had registered to vote, and kicked them right off the voter rolls. We're talking killers, bank robbers, drug lords. They heroically removed the voting rights of an astonishing 94,000 Florida voters. Other states secretly joined in the great felon voter purge. My suspicions got me moving. I grabbed a plane. I have to see these ex-con voters for myself. I hopped around the country to investigate this supposed crime wave of ex-cons voting, but I couldn't find a single illegal voter. So I went to the big house. Do felon voters even exist? Here they are.
Are any of you registered to vote?
No. 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 Yeah,
I am. I'm a registered voter. I just have a misdemeanor.
But I just couldn't find these criminal felon voters. Then an envelope arrived on my desk. It was the list of those Florida murderers and mobsters who had registered to vote. Nothing matched up. The names of the voters didn't match up with the names of the felons. Jonathan Barber lost his vote because Vinnie Barbieri was convicted of a crime. And Jonathan has a different birthday than Vinny. Thousands of mismatched birthdays. Some of these criminals were convicted in the future, way in the future. And thousands never convicted at all. Something was wrong here. The voters that were purged just didn't match up with the felons. Turns out the number of real criminals on Bush's felon list, zero. Nada. Bubkiss. But look at this. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 huh? Ah. Most of the innocent folks who lost their vote were marked BLA, black. Like this guy, Willie Steen. He lost his vote because some other guy named Willie Osteen was convicted of a felony in Ohio.
No criminal at all. Never been convicted of any crime. I've never been arrested in my life.
I went to Katherine Harris's office to show her elections chief their phony little felon list. But suddenly, he had to go.
And I think I'm done with this interview.
Wait, well, let me just show you the contract, if I could. It could look to other people that you paid $4 million to purchase this election for the Republican Party. Mr. Roberts?
After the state troopers took me away, his boss, Katherine Harris, pronounced Governor Jeb's brother president of the United States by just 537 votes.
But who cares? Does it really matter if some politician shoplifts an election?
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger.
Does it matter? Yes, it does. Now, I've got this new cross-check list, a whole lot bigger than that list of fake felons. And cross-check ain't just Florida. It's in 29 states, almost all Republican-controlled.
Either this is the biggest voting crime wave in U.S. history, or it's the biggest con since Dick Cheney took us on a little hunting trip to find weapons of mass destruction.
Is this cross-check list going to steal the 2016 election? I don't know. But to investigate would require my flying my ass down to Dixie and all over hell. Forget it.
I've been on the vote heist beat for 20 years. I'm done. I just had a quadruple bypass. My plan for the year involved nothing more than a hammock and a piña colada.
Stop it. Get to work.
This is Lenny Badpin, our chief investigatrix. Punk rocker, Stakeout Svengali, detective extraordinaire.
Alice, you're going to North Carolina.
Once we got way down south in Dixie, I headed through the stately plantation houses of Georgia. The state had just joined CrossCheck. Whipped up by reports of voter fraud in inner city Atlanta, Republican leaders had gathered at a golf course to take action.
Do you think that the Democrats are voting fraudulently? Are they trying to steal the election?
The fact that that could be happening is an enormous threat to our country and to our Constitution. And we must uncover it.
So I went to hunt down these voting games in nearby Atlanta. Here I am, undercover in Martin Luther King's old church. Turns out, their old age home was harboring the biggest nest of double voters in the nation.
Is everyone excited to vote?
Oh, yes. Yes, very.
So you remember before the Voting Rights Act.
All of us do.
Do you remember when African Americans were blocked from voting?
Oh, yeah, from a lot of things I remember.
Couldn't even go to the movie theater like you went on top.
They couldn't use the toilet. Nothing.
Put popcorn on.
They had colored popcorn.
So is it different now?
Popcorn for colors.
Yeah, we've come a long way.
Not long enough.
Right, not long enough. So is anyone still getting... feel that there's any trouble still going on? Do you think that the state's happy to see you voting today?
No.
Not really. Not the Republicans. Uh-huh. They're trying to squash the vote as it is.
Uh-huh.
And it is what it is.
Now you have to have identification to vote. You know that.
Right.
Yeah. Before you didn't have to.
Everyone have their ID with them.
Yes.
I had mine.
Is that the law you have to have?
Yes. I got mine.
In Georgia.
Yeah. In Georgia.
Yes.
Because other states you don't.
This is what the ID looks like.
Oh, can I see that?
Took me months to get it.
Took you months to get the voter ID.
Yes, and it's not even, it's flimsy.
Mr. James Jackson.
Right.
The state of Georgia is matching names with people who voted in other states.
Right.
To see if you've already voted.
James Jackson is on the cross-check list.
You didn't illegally vote twice, did you?
No.
So, who first accused these folks of voting twice? The answer would take me to Carolina to meet the man responsible for bringing cross-check way down south to Dixie, Colonel Jay DeLancey.
And you would think that Jim Crow rose from the dead.
DeLancey was the lobbyist who got Carolina to join the cross-check purge from his foxhole.
What really concerns us is the people who are impersonating another voter. And this is what they're really looking at with this investigation with the dual state voters. This is interstate cross-check. Okay, these are the states.
Colonel DeLancey is commander-in-chief of the Voter Integrity Project. These valiant vigilantes hunt down fraudulent voters. Problem is, they haven't captured a single double voter, despite their sophisticated methods.
We looked at sites like Ancestry.com, BenVerified, MyLife.com. Fraud's hard to find.
Hard to find? Really? 35,000 suspects in this state. He ought to be able to find them blindfolded. So I went to the office of the North Carolina Elections Board, to the Republican PR flack, who refused to give me the cross-check lists. The guy who said they were confidential. I didn't tell him I had them. I just wanted to know.
Why were you denied the list?
You weren't the only group to ask for it, of course. We were threatened with many lawsuits.
Do you consider voting fraud a serious crime?
Certainly. It's certainly a problem if people do that.
Your G-man, Stuber, is going after voter fraud. So how's fishing? Have you caught any fraudulent voters?
So we participated in the Kansas cross-check, and that yielded a number of individuals that we wanted to look into further. It's part of an ongoing investigation, and we've been partnering with other cross-check participating states to get the information that we would need, that if there was any type of inappropriate behavior, we would be able to send the right evidence onto the DAs, and the DAs could decide whether to prosecute or not.
And is it really difficult to find these people? You have their addresses, and you don't have anyone, but you have this whole, like, hysteria over the fraudulent voters, but they don't seem to exist.
Millions of fraudulent voters claimed on Fox News, and yet no arrests, no prosecution. Greg Pallas is on the case. This is his film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. It is an incredibly entertaining film, as serious as the topic is. Greg does a great job on the film. He's been a guest on this show. You can have the film on a DVD for an $80 contribution. It features interviews with Willie Nelson and Ed Asner and Shailene Woodley, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Rosario Dawson, Richard Belzer is in this, and it's a terrific film where a palace goes looking for these mythical millions of people who voted illegally in the country, and goes to the top people in the country making that charge, and nobody has successfully prosecuted even 100 voters for voting illegally. You can get this film for an $80 contribution. Thanks to our phone answerers today, Jim Campoli, Terry Shapiro, Blanny is back there, Anika Jones, Frank Knox, Mary White, Jim Drain, and Jeff is back there. So thanks for answering phones today. And thanks to Van Rossi, holder of Avari Cups, LLC, Frozen Fruit Ices. They're located at 8230 Causeway Boulevard in Tampa, and they brought by some delicious fruit cups, frozen fruit cups for us. Thank you, Van Rossi, for doing that. And we're trying to raise some money here. We've got about 15 minutes to go. We want to raise about less than $3,000, but it's a lot of money, somewhere around $2,600 that we've got to raise. Remember, we've got a challenge on the table, too, and that is that a foundation in Sarasota will give us an extra $500 if we can get five people donating this hour, $100 donations. So five $100 donations will get us an extra $500. If you like listening to Radioactivity, Greg Pallast, whose film we were just listening to the soundtrack to, he's been a guest here on Radioactivity. Sean, I got some good news. Mm-hmm. Here's two donors. Michael Ellswick from Bradenton made a $50 contribution, likes news and public affairs.
Thank you, Mike.
And Betty Silberman from Sarasota made a $20 contribution. Betty, thank you for that. You're helping us stay on the air.
That's great. So we only need three more $100 contributions in order to get that $500 matching donation. That's terrific news. You can help us to do that by calling 813-238-8001. We also have a $100 contribution from Jake Underhill from Sefner with a thank you for that $100 donation. And Jeff McKnight from Spring Hill says, I love Rob Lori and I'm listening now as usual, a $100 contribution. So we do need to hear from you. If you support Radioactivity, if you like Rob Lori's show, if you listen every morning at 11 to Radioactivity, we need to hear from you. 813-238-8001. And Debbie Swain with a $100 contribution from Tampa. Thanks so much to those people who have called. Now we need to hear from you. We need to raise $3,000 this hour. I think we've raised about $1,000. 813-238-8001.
Sean, with the names that we've just read, we only need two more $100 donations. And if we got two more $100 donations in the next 12 minutes, we will get an extra $500. So let's see if we can do that. Here's the number to call, 813-238-8001. If you tune in at 11 a.m. Every day looking for an interesting interview, sometimes a debate. Just a few weeks ago, we had a debate about autonomous vehicles. If you look for interesting interviews about guns and gun rights, if you're looking for interesting interviews about local politics or sometimes national politics, this is one of the shows that provides it to you. Radioactivity on every day at 11 o'clock. We're trying to reach that goal right now. We haven't had any calls the first half hour. We didn't have any calls, and so now we're trying to get those first few phone calls, and by reading your name on the air, I think we can encourage other people. Here's the number to call, 813-238-8001. Get this film that's whose soundtrack we were just playing, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. soundtrack to the film for an $80 contribution. You can get that film on DVD. Sean, it would be great to get just one phone call right now. The number to call, 813-238-8001. We're still about 25 calls away from reaching that overall goal, but we just need two more people to donate $100, and we will get a $500 match. That's going to be a big step forward. We're waiting for your phone call. If you like thoughtful interviews, if you like hearing interviews with authors of books, you know, this is there is a call-in component to this show, but oftentimes we have people who are very knowledgeable coming into the studio or joining us on the phone and giving you either their perspective from something they've lived through or maybe something they've written about as a journalist. Maybe they're a politician representing a cause. We had Roger Stone on, who is a big ally of Donald Trump. We had him on during the campaign. We had Vice President Joe Biden on during the campaign. We've had labor leaders on this show. We've had local environmental activists on the show. Please keep the show on the air. The number to call, 813-238-8001. Sean, it'd be great if we got just one phone call right now. I think that would really encourage other people. 813-238-8001. You can also make your donation online at WMNF.org. And Sean, what about that flash drive?
Yeah, that's a great flash drive. There's 1,350 hours of Pacifica programming on a small flash drive that you can just put in your pocket and take with you wherever you go, whether you want to play it in your car or on your computer at work or on your computer at home. 813-238-8001. If you'd like to listen to hours of programming from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., George Carlin, Molly Ivins, Bob Dylan, there's all sorts of great programming. We played some for you about 4 months ago. We're going to play a little bit more for you this week to see what's on this drive, and it's yours for a gift of $180 to WMNF Community Radio. So if you can make a $180 contribution, we will thank you with this gift of this flash drive from Pacifica Radio, Voices That Changed the World, 50 or 60 years of programming, and it's 1,300 hours on this one flash drive. It could be yours. Call 813-238-8001.
Sean, if we could just get those two more $100 donations, that would be a big help. Let's see if we can get at least reach that match right now. We're looking for just two people to donate $100. The number to call, 813-238-8001. And when you donate $100 between now and 12 noon, which is about 7 or 8 minutes away, you will be helping us get an extra $500. It'll be huge. And we're looking for that $1,000 donation too. If you love listening to the news and public affairs here on WMNF and you want to make sure it continues, great programs like the Midpoint Program, programs like Democracy Now!, and programs like Economic Update with Richard Wolf. If you like the Sustainable Living Program, if you like Eve Praying Plus and the health information that Eve provides, please call us up. Let us know that you like listening to public affairs here on WMNF and you like the thoughtful interviews and the great information that we provide you. Please be one of those two people that donate $100 right now. If you can donate $1,000 too, that would be great because you would get us a long way toward that overall $3,000 goal this hour. 813-238-8001. Sean, if we just got one $100 donation right now, that I'm sure that would encourage more people to donate.
Yeah, people, it's contagious down here. There's excitement, it builds, and then when one person calls, more and more people call, and it's so exciting. And so we'd love to hear the phones in the back room when they go off. We like to see the lights that light up here every time someone's making a phone call. I see some lights right now. That's so encouraging. I think I can feel it, that there's excitement building about this program and that people like Radioactivity so much. And if you like the Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the DVD that we've been listening to, it can be yours for an $80 contribution. Go to the website at WMNF.org and select the Best Democracy Money Can Buy DVD for an $80 pledge, or you can call 813-238-8001. We really need to hear from you in the last 5 minutes of Radioactivity. We're counting on you to make a difference in your community. 813-238-8001.
Sean, in order to reach that goal, we'd need only 20 more phone calls. Do you want to go down and check in the phone room and see if we've gotten any donations?
I will.
Because I think our phone people... Oh, nope. Here comes Jim. Jim, okay, so remember, we need two more $100 contributions and we will get an extra $500. 813-238-8001.
They're here. These are the ones, Ron.
Okay, all right. 813-238-8001.
So, Desi Zruffin from Osprey has donated $100. So thank you. That gets us closer. And also Stephen Henning from Florida is donating $100. Thank you for that.
All right. So that means that we got the $500.
That's,
all right.
That's great news. So thank you to our listeners. We get that extra $500. We also have an anonymous contribution of $5 on from, let's see, this is from Missouri. So thank you for that contribution. We still need to hear from you, 813-238-8001.
Well, Sean, by my reading, we need to hear from 17 more people, and we'll reach that overall goal of $3,000. We're hoping to reach that goal in the next 5 minutes. If you like listening to Radioactivity, please call us up at 813-238-8001. And let's see, we're trying to get $3,000 this hour. I know that we need less than $2,000. I don't have a complete count yet, but please help us out. If you can donate $1,000, we'd really like to hear from you. Somebody that likes the thoughtful interviews that go on here, whether it's Radioactivity, whether it's the Sustainable Living Program, Eve Praying Plews, if you like Democracy Now!, if you like the Midpoint Program, if you like just the kind of the idea that there is one independent radio station in all of Tampa Bay, one radio station that provides access to local activists, local environmentalists, local politicians, and authors, and you know, people from all across the globe too, to come on these airwaves and talk about the things in a way that no network is able to do. This is really unique, and it is. There are so few independent radio stations around the country. There are a lot of stations that carry just national programs. You can hear the national, like Rush Limbaugh show and all these other national shows. But here's one radio station that's devoted to kind of reflecting this local community and also the concerns that this local community has by bringing on thoughtful people from this community and from around the country and around the world. We put them on the air in a way that nobody else does. So please help us out. Help us stay on the air. We need to hear from 17 more people, and we will be there. 813-238-8001. Sean, I see three lines lit up, so it could be that we need to hear from just 14 more people, and we'll be there.
That means we need your help. And what a difference it makes to have local programming. I mean, you know, there's great national programming. Democracy Now!, for example, is a great local program. We bring you on our HD3 channel, The Source, we bring you some great national programming. But throughout the day, throughout the midday here on News and Public Affairs, it's almost all live and local with from your community. So we're hearing from, for example, last week I had some gun safety advocates on my show from your community. This is not a show that's coming out of Washington or Los Angeles or New York City. This is coming out of Tampa. We're in Southeast Seminole Heights here, and this is your community, and you're hearing from your neighbors on the radio or experts from your community, from USF or other experts in the community, environmentalists, activists. This is important. We need you to keep it on the air. 813-238-8001.
And when it comes to transportation issues, no other radio station covers transportation issues like WMNF has, whether it's the widening of I-275 in Tampa, the widening of I-4, all that controversy surrounding that. This radio station covered it very heavily. Hey, Sean, we're a whole lot closer now. I think we are within 13 calls from reaching it. Craig Reller from Tampa just made a $100 contribution. Thank you, Craig, taking the MNF T-shirt. And thanks to Susie Fox, who is part of Anna Maria Island Turtle Watch, doing that great job down there in Bradenton Beach. Thank you. Making a $100 contribution, and says she also loves Florida folk. Thank you, Susie, and thanks for the work that you do. Mm-hmm. And Maria Beck from Palmetto, $100 contribution, right, Sean, and says thanks for the show, and thanks to David Build from Palm Harbor, $100 contribution, taking the MNF ball cap. Sean, we need to hear from only 13 more people. Three people are on the line right now, too, so it could mean that we need only 10 more people. The number to call, 813-238-8001. You can also make your donation online at WMNF.org. WMNF.org. You know, a $1,000 donation, I think, would put us over the top. Right. If we got a $1,000 donation right now, that would put us over the top. But remember, if you can afford $10 a year, or maybe you can afford $10 a month, it's all greatly appreciated. We are trying to keep this independent voice on the air, because the 53 other radio stations here in town just don't don't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, there has to be an independent local voice that includes a lot of thoughtful people. You are making it happen, too. With your contribution, you are enabling us to continue. So please call us up, 813-238-8001.
Our website is secure, WMNF.org. We can take your donation there if you'd like to make a $10 a month donation or a $20 a month donation, or if you'd like to make a one-time donation of $50 to community radio. We need to hear from you right now at WMNF.org. You can also call 813-238-8001.
Sean, we just need 13 more donations and we can do it. We've got three lines lit up, so I think we only need 10 more donations. 813-238-8001. Noel and I are going to be back in the next hour trying to raise a lot of money, so we hope you stick around. And thanks for your support for WMNF. If you've already supported WMNF this year, we really greatly appreciate it. Sean and I will be back in about 5 minutes, and Noel will be here too. This is WMNF